Come and see what a good gentleman the Lord of Manipantown. Sir, on the Lord of poor girl, Lord Thomas, he loves her dear. Come, father, come, mother, come, tell me now. I ask you both as one, whom I shall marry fair under, her bring the brown girl home. The brown girl, she has house and land, fair under she has none. And I advise you as a great blessing to bring the brown girl home. He rode until he came to Fairlander's gate, so loud like England called, and on the ready a Fairlander was, two eyes had met him in. What news has brought to me? What good news, said he? I've come to ask you to my wedding, all that bad news to me. For I expected you to be my bride, and you a bridegroom for me. Come, father, come, mother, come, tell me now. I ask you both at once, whether I shall go to Lord Thomas's wedding, or stay with you at home. Man is there, may be your friend, and many may be your foe. And I advise you as a great blessing to stay with me at home. Man is there, may be my friend, and many may be my foe. But little do I fear them all, to Lord Thomas's wedding I go. You dress herself in royal robe, her maid in victory, and every city that she rode through, they took her to be some queen. She rode until she came to Lord Thomas's gate, so loud and England called, and on the ready as Lord Thomas was, two eyes had met her in. He took her by the little white hand, and led her into the hall, and set her down at the head of his table amongst those ladies all. Is that your bride, Lord Thomas? She said, I think she's wonderful brown. You once could marry that fair lady as ever the sun shined on. So none of your slurs at me, he said, so none of your slurs at me, for love the little end of your finger more better than a whole body. The brown girl had a little penny knife, the blade been keen and sharp. Betwixt the long ribs and the short, she pierced the lender's heart. What?
Make you look so pale. You used to wear a fresher color as any in your day. Are you drunk, Lord Thomas? She said, and I can very well see. And I can see your own heart blood go twinkling by your knee. I am not drunk, Lord Thomas, she said, and I can very well see. When I can feel my own heart blood go twinkling by my knee. He took the brown girl by the hand and led her out on the hall, and with his sword chopped off her head and stove it against the wall, placing the handle against the wall, the pines against his breast. Seigneur's the death of three long lovers, God send their souls to rest. Go dig my grave both deep and wide, and bury fair under by my side the brown girl at my feet, and bury my sword and move my head so sound that we may sleep.